Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. When you drink tea, the name TWGT would definitely cross your mind, right? It's like automatic association. And it's undeniable that TWGT is a well-known name here in Singapore. In the decade or so since TWGT was founded, it has grown from a single Parisian-style tea salon in Republic Plaza to 70 stores across the world. And now V3 Gourmet, the group behind TWGT, has also expanded with Bacha Coffee. Now, while Bacha Coffee's growth plans were slowed down by COVID-19, it still experienced relatively quick success. In fact, in 2019, its historical flagship store in Marrakech reopened following a quick succession by the opening of its first store outside Morocco in Iron Orchard later that year. And if you go there, it's usually quite long queue. You've got stores in France, Italy, Hong Kong, Malaysia also in the works. On the line with me right now is Taha Bukdip, who is president and CEO of V3 Gourmet. Taha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Very good, very good.
Let's talk a little bit about V3 Gourmet. You guys are the first dedicated global luxury gourmet lifestyle group subsidiary of V3 Brands. What else can you tell me about the company?
V3 Gourmet was launched in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And we are targeting to have amazing brands under the V3 Gourmet. Of course, today we have the TWGT, we have Bacha Coffee, and many other brands to come. This V3 Gourmet is the first luxury gourmet group that we can have under our umbrella, a luxury destination, such a great experience that the people need today globally.
A bit exotic as well, because I always like observing the decoration and the settings whenever I'm at Bacha Coffee over at Ion Orchard. It is quite a competitive sector, to be in, the F&B sector. I mean, why did you guys decide to take it on head on?
Yes, definitely. For many years, I was looking at this industry, the tea and coffee, because they are the oldest drinks that exist around the world. But how to be unique? It's to create amazing experience to the customers, that when they come to you, they are not there just for tea or coffee. They are there for the full experience. When we launched TWGT, I remember in Singapore, Gary told me, Taha, a tea is everywhere here. Why you want to do tea? I said, because if we offer something completely new, some experience that the customers will feel that they are traveling, even if they are in the same store, definitely they will have emotion. Mm. And after a couple of years, I was thinking about the coffee as well, because I find that the coffee, it's everybody opening a coffee concept. But I said, if we do coffee, must be completely unique, means that the way how we prepare the coffee, the way how we present it, the way how we give as a gift, the way how we serve it, the full experience must be, the decoration must be very, very unique. It's like how to make palace in Morocco traveling around the world and not the people traveling to the palace. And I think this is a point that I want to offer to customers, because for me, I am a lover of niche markets. And this is why always I said it's affordable luxury, because I want the people to have access to this. Even one day, 2 days, they feel that they were somewhere. And this is why many things to come under this V3 Gourmet.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've accomplished your vision, because I have relatives in Taiwan, and when we visit them, they always say, at the airport, you just buy some TWGT. Did you ever think you'd reach this level?
Yes, of course. Today I feel like tea and coffee can be amazing gifting parts.
Yes.
Because it's no sensitivity in this product. I can offer this to my boss. I can offer this to my secretary. When you say when you invite someone, you ask him always tea or coffee. And I feel that this is why we are looking to open all the airports around the world, because when the people leave the country, they want to go home to see their friends, family, spouse, whatever. Tea and coffee, it's like a link between human being and between cultures, in fact.
Well, you're lucky you're looking at the store. I'm trying to get into a Bacha Coffee store during the weekend, and it's always crowded. And the reason I bring that up is because you guys have had to grow this Bacha Coffee brand during the pandemic. I mean, obviously, you've done very well with the stores that you have, but what were some of the challenges, and how will V3 Gourmet continue to scale this for a more global audience?
Okay, do you know, in the pandemic time, to be honest with you, I never was really afraid of, because I said, if this is the end of the world, of course, it is the end of the world. This one, we are all inside. But okay, if it is not the end of the world, I will make it an opportunity. Because, you know, when you have a pandemic like this, everybody stop and look. They don't want to move. Everybody prefer just to observe what's happening, what's going on. For me, I like to be always in action. When it was the pandemic, I said, you know what? Let's create more products. We have time for our designers, with our creator in the company. Let's put everybody ideas inside. Let's look about the expansion. Give some calls to the mall around the world. Give some calls to some partners around the world to say, look, I will send you some coffee. Please try. Give me your thoughts. And let's discuss about the future. What is the great locations today are available? What is the country? They are open already. Let's go there. Let's discuss and let's start business. For me, this is a pandemic or like a situation, like a crisis. For me, I always take it as an opportunity, because I feel that the people, they are there to listen to you. They are there to negotiate better with you. They are giving you maybe more opportunities that when everybody's queuing to have the same opportunity. I feel pandemic or crisis like the financial crisis in 2008, it was for us a moment of growth and a moment of expansion. And I think, again, with this pandemic, Bacha Coffee was the rebirth of this brand, and we take it to the same route that how we took in 2008 TWGT.
Taha, just a final question, and I think that this is the most important one of them all. Just looking at TWG, you guys are over 70 locations around the world. So any F&B guy, this is a crucial question. How do you maintain the same quality in all your outlets?
Okay, I think this one, I agree with you that this is like extremely interesting question. Why? Because a couple of years ago, when we just start, we had the same question to ourselves. And we said, you know, the best way is to create a tea institute. Means today, TWGT create a tea institute, like a small school that gives all, you know, from your experience, how to prepare the tea, how to talk about tea, how to serve it, how to sit down with the chefs, you know, like to explain to our chefs, executive chefs, how to create a menu that can be acceptable in Singapore, that in Thailand, that in China, which the elements that of ingredients of each country must be at the inside to please and to make sure that each customer can feel that he's at TWGT wherever he travels.
I've been speaking with Taha Bukdip, President and CEO of V3 Gourmet. Taha, appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Elliot.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.